New Mexico's attorney general announced on Tuesday that his office cleared the final two behavioral health providers accused of fraud. Those allegations against more than a dozen providers shuttered services that the state is still scrambling to restore. The state froze Medicaid payments to 15 New Mexico behavioral health providers in 2013. Team Builders Counseling Services held on for a few more months, but like most, was eventually forced to close. Former employee Christina Cole says now that Team Builders has been cleared, her emotions are mixed. There's happiness, she says.
But there's also some kind of righteous anger and sadness over seeing that the mental health population is still being affected by this. Right now, and it's not gotten better, and the services are not what they could have been.
Five companies from Arizona were brought in to pick up the slack, but three so far haven't been able to stick it out. Now, the attorney general did find some evidence of overbilling, but nothing near the magnitude of the allegations. Governor Susana Martinez responded by suggesting CEOs of behavioral health providers squandered Medicaid dollars. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.